How are you doing anyway? You're right.
I'm good, mate. I'm good. All good. Tired, but
Do
good.
you know, you sent me, I've been following you on social media for quite a bit anyway, and do you have any time off this year at all? Your dates are nuts. They are, aren't they?
Yeah, I think obviously with Peter Kay coming back after the 12 years, and the certain buzz and everything that's around what he's doing, and the excitement, you can certainly see the excitement of the shows, whether people have bought a ticket, they're going, that you know, I mean, obviously people are buying tickets for 2024, 25. But yeah, I think obviously with his return, it's obviously made what I do, you know, obviously a lot more, we're a lot busier. We were busy anyway, but it's obviously become a lot more busier since his return. But it's also very, very good to be a part of. But to answer your question, we do have the days off, yeah. We do have some time off, but it seems like it's very quick turnaround. So you're in, you're getting your washing done, and you're trying to recuperate and get some sleep down you before you're back out again.
Well, you just alluded to one of the questions I wanted to ask you. Now we all love Peter Kay. You love Peter Kay. I don't think there's a person on the planet with a sense of humor that doesn't love Peter Kay. But are you busier now because he's back on the scene, or were you busier when he wasn't on the scene because you were the answer to Peter Kay when he was away for a while?
Yeah, so like I said, I was busy anyway with what we do, because obviously if he's not doing anything at all, there was a call for it for people to go and see even, you know, an inferior version of. But obviously since his return, there's a lot more noise, a lot more excitement about it. There's a lot more wanting because, like I said, if people are either gonna, they've just been and bought their tickets to go and see them, and then lo and behold, you know, down the road where you bought your tickets from, like for instance, we just this weekend we were in the Northeast and we did Billingham, Ferryhill, and Peterlee, but Peter himself was actually in Newcastle, so you've got people that just been and seen him, or they've couldn't get tickets and they bought tickets to go and see the next best thing and all the rest of it. So yeah, we've definitely become busier since his return.
Has he seen your
Yeah,
act at all? Does he is he aware of you?
I believe he is aware of what we're doing. He was asked in one of his in one of it was actually an ask in a Q&A about the tributes he's got to him, and his reply was, "I've got one that looks like me, and I've put him as my profile picture on WhatsApp just to confuse things."
And that is you, is it?
So, yeah.
Oh,
So,
fantastic.
yeah, he was asked about them. So, I do believe he does know that that I'm doing it, and it's a good thing.
Are you have you been to see him? I take it you've seen him a number of times in person. Yeah, on stage then.
Yeah, I've been to see the new show.
All right, okay. No spoilers, but you know,
No.
I'm guessing he's off the scale funny still.
Yeah, 100%. He's for anybody that's got a bit of a question mark over, has he still got it? He definitely still has. 100% still has. I went on the 7th of January, and I was lucky enough to get tickets. Say I was lucky enough to get tickets. My wife got tickets, and yeah, went on the 7th of January to go and watch it, and it's fantastic. No spoilers, but it's brilliant.
Do people in the street all say to you, "Oh, is it? Are you Peter? Do you ever get that?"
When he did his Q&A, I was lucky enough to get tickets to that as well. That was in Manchester, and we were stood outside of the theatre and along the back of the theatre, and I believe that the hold up was because at the time it was still a bit funny with COVID and things, and the bag searches were being quite extensive in terms of what they were looking for. No recording equipment, obviously, but they wanted to make sure that everybody was safe, basically. So security was taking a little longer. So we were in that queue, and one guy mentioned it and said, "Oh, you know, I'd seen what I do and wanted a picture." And then next thing is, it was going right down the queue, and there was a camera crew there, and it was interesting getting on their cameras in the end, just waiting in the queue. But yeah, all with the drink, a pub opened its doors and just got absolutely bombarded. Everybody was waiting outside, and then So we had a quick drink and a couple of pictures and a couple of very nice people that had been to see the show that were in the crowd and said, I've actually been to see him. He's good and stuff. So yeah, it was nice.
How did you become a Peter Kay tribute act?
Obviously I haven't done this for all my life. It's been 20 years. I was a car mechanic, engineer, and then I decided to do a little bit of stand-up. This was kind of long before I decided to do anything to do with Peter Kay, and I did a little bit of stand-up, sort of circa 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes on these shorter spots. And when I come off, the compere said, you can hold your own. You can definitely tell that you're raw novice and you're new to it, but unfortunately you're not shaking that look off. And there was a lot of heckles in the audience and references. I wouldn't say heckles as much, but there was a lot of references in the audience of saying they're like, tell them what about garlic bread, and people asking, shouting out stuff to do with people in random and stuff like that at you when you're in the middle of trying to do some material. And that was the first time I did it, and the second time I did it, it happened again, and the compere or the guy running the night there, he actually said to me, it's a little bit unfortunate because you're always going to be put on a pedestal who's up here. You're starting off down here, but obviously Peter Kay's up here, and you're always going to be compared to him, and it's not going to be fair to yourself. He said, even though that you were what you did was we can tell that you're a novice and that you're just starting out, but you held your own. You did a fairly good job. It needs work, definitely. No, obviously nobody just goes out there and smashes it on their first gig, so they recognised that it needed work, but unfortunately you're not going to shake the look off either. So I wondered how I would kind of amalgamate the two, and how could I get my own material out there, and get the stage confidence, the stage experience, the physical time talking to audiences. And I thought, I'm going to amalgamate it with a tribute, and the tribute went the other way.
And then
So it just kind of it took off in terms of bookings and things. So, but in a very good way.
as a comedian, though, I think everybody likes to think they can crack a gag, or they could tell a good anecdote. Have you ever come to the point where you think, hang on, this story is not going anywhere. This punchline, is this going to work? How do you get over that? And the I mean, I would absolutely freeze because I don't think I'm funny, but my other half thinks I'm hilarious.
Yeah, and there is always that thing of, if you got your mates around, and you sat around in the pub. What's a lot different now is that there's when we were sat around with my friends in the pub, and you're cracking jokes all the time, and a couple of one-liners come out, and kind of how to deliver a joke, and everyone says, "Oh my God, you're funny, and you should be on stage." The minute you do get on stage, all your mates say he thinks he's funny. So it changes people's attitudes. But other than that, yeah, because a lot of people think that a Peter Kay tribute will just stand on stage and verbatim say what Peter says. And it's not, I go on stage and I will look at things or try and come up with things that I think Peter might say, for instance. So there's been a bunch of times where I've tried something new, some new material, I've got halfway through it and I've thought, this just isn't working. This is just going down horrible. But the only thing is you've got to be able to do it and get that experience, otherwise you're never going to know what's going to work or not.
So, where does your material come from? So, obviously, you've just alluded to it there. You don't do a Peter gig, a Peter, sorry, Peter K gig in its entirety, do you? You don't do joke for joke. So, where
Yeah.
does all of that material come from? What comes first, the story, the funny line? What is it?
It could be, I mean, it could be anything. I suppose it's a bit like songwriting. I've never wrote a song before, but I suppose it's a little bit like songwriting. You can come up with, or if you write a song and then the music will come first on an acoustic guitar, maybe, and you'll get the chords for it, and you'll think, hang on a minute, I've got, some lyrics to put with that chord progression. I think it's a little bit like writing a joke. You can have something that you think may be a funny ending, or a funny punchline, and then you'll think to yourself, right, how can I backtrack? How can I make this into something that's. And sometimes you'll take it and try and tell an audience, and then you'll have to strip it back a little bit or add a little bit more in, or it's never, I don't think it's something to ever polish straight off. It hasn't been for me anyway.
So all comedians have their ways of delivering. I mean, I'm a massive fan of Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
And I like his Scottish accent, how he delivers things really sarcastically. And when he crescendos into a story, he gets really aggressive with it, doesn't it? You know, for Peter Kay, what is his delivery? What's that Peter Kay ism that you use?
I believe he's got the ability to hit you with a bit of a punchline that you're thinking about that is funny, and then he can hit you again and again and again. So you know the whole thing of Connie. Oh, now you said it three times. I know you're on about. As he's saying that, you're thinking about the first time, and you're trying to process just how many times he's hit you with punchlines. Not necessarily, you know, a lead up and then a punchline, but you're trying to process just how many funny things he said to you. And I think for me, it's the same. When you know, I'm trying to think of things that he might say. I just think about it in the same way. You know, he goes on about dinner ladies in school, and they say about you know, it's the classic sketches, everybody in it spitting. And I just basically described the dinner ladies that were at my school. And I say, you know, one was called Dawn. She had a patch over her eye. She had a rollie behind her ear. Stunk a WD-40. And the other one was Janice. And this is kind of hard doing this in my own accent. There was Janice, and she was a dinner lady by day and an Avon seller by night. And she'd make sure you'd let you know as well. It's £12.50 by 30, or break your legs. You know what I mean? It's like the analogy and the what he used for his dinner ladies in school. It's just relatable stuff that who was in my school and what they did.
There was one gag that he did I saw on a, I think it was on like a, it was on a streaming service, one of his old concerts. And because I work in radio, I do discos, I do parties and party bars. Do you know which one I'm on about now? The wedding DJ. I watched that, I howled with laughter, and then I thought, my God, that is me. Oh my.
Automatically put yourself in that situation.
Yeah. So because of that Peter Kay joke about the wedding DJ or the party DJ, I analysed everything I was doing just so I'm not that person that he was talking about.
Well, I tend to do that sort of sketch, but then I will, if we're somewhere and let's say for instance that particular DJ has got a loud shirt on, or you know, he's something, and I did this. It wasn't long ago, but I'm in the dressing room and I'm getting changed, and a DJ comes past, and I thought, there's about half an hour's worth of material there alone, with just with the way that he looked. And he come back, and I'm thinking of something else on the way back. I thought, you know, he looks like a certain person, and the way that he walked and talked, I thought, I've literally got about half an hour's worth of material, just taking the mickey out of him. And about 5 minutes before I went on, he just told me about how his wife had passed away.
Oh,
and I thought, well, that's out the window. Can't say any of that anymore, can I? So, yeah, I couldn't say any of it.
Oh, Simon, fantastic. So, have you got your dates in front of you? Do you want to give a bit of a plug of where you're going to be in the very near future?
The best thing to do is if you are following the page, Simon Mark Peter Kay, there is a link tree on there, and it's got every single date with all the ticket links and where we're going to be and everything else. The only other things that I'll try and plug is Blackpool, the two Blackpool dates. They're always really, really good. So that's the 10th of August and the 27th of October. I hope I've got that right. And that's at Viva in Blackpool.
But that's home territory, isn't it, for Peter?
Yeah, and I just think it's a great night for everybody. You know, you can see when people go there, you know, it's the cheeky weekend away, you know, whether you take the missus or you go with the lads or whatever, and you go a few beers, go and watch a bit of comedy, go out of the night time, probably have too many beers and wake up with a hangover and do whatever else. But it always just seems to be a really, really good weekend. So, yeah, they're good. Yeah.
You've just been abroad, haven't you? You've just been doing some stuff in Spain, was it? Bella Medina, is it where you've been? Or...
Yeah.
I can't spell it. I just saw your social media pages.
Yeah. We've been over a fair few times now. We've got a good friend of mine who does a Robbie Williams tribute. He kind of He used to split a lot of his time from the UK backwards and forwards. He's over here a lot now, but he's still got his place in Spain and he's still got a lot of contacts out there. So they're a bit like working holidays, if I'm honest. Go out there, do a show, have a couple of days off, do another show. And it's just really nice to kind of have a couple of days relax. I mean, it's stunning out there. Me and Stacey will try and get out there as much as we can this year. So it's nice just going. The only thing is, we tend to go over when we're off, which is, if we can, it's Sunday to Thursday. So 9 times out of 10, we leave a gig on Saturday night and travel to an airport the same night and travel through the night to try and get the Sunday.
They're a bit tired,
yeah. Yeah, so the last one we did, we drove from Swindon, so from Cheshire, where we live, to Swindon, and then I drove back through the night. Stacey dropped me off at Liverpool Airport at 3 o'clock in the morning. I travelled to Malaga and then got to my friend's apartment, collapsed, slept. And I woke up and, yeah, the Sunday's yours then. So it's I think it's better doing it that way because it's kind of get your day, you get the day back.
So I'm going to take a little silent breather for 1 second, only because I want to be able to edit this. And if you're not up to it or you're too tired, then that's fine enough. But I can't let you go without doing a bit of Peter Kay, whatever you got. But no spoilers. I don't want to ruin your show for people who are watching this. Go, I want to see Simon, but I've seen him do his stuff now. Just what can a little taster of what people can expect?
Of from what I do, or do you want a couple of classic Peter Kay jokes?
I'll leave that up to you. Show us your Peter Kay, yeah.
Right, okay. are you ready, yeah?
I'm ready.
Woman goes to the dry cleaners with her blows. Says, excuse me, love, can you get this stain out for me? She takes a look at it. She says, come again. She said, no, I think it's salad cream this time.
Yes. The accent, though, Simon, the accent, you've got that down to a T, haven't you? You must have. Did you watch lots of stuff to get that, them, you know, the really northern, you know, the way he speaks?
Yeah, I did. But I think it's like everything else. If you train, you know, of you know that, like, working in this industry now, you know, you can, you, when you go to a showcase, and which is obviously like a trade do, and you know, there's a lot of acts that are on, but there's a lot of people. It's quite strange. You're walking around and there's Rod Stewart, George Michael and Michael Bublé, and just the way that, because the way that they present themselves, and they've done it for that long and they've mastered the art of it. It's, they've got the mannerisms and the facial expressions and the, you know, when they're walking around. So I suppose you do something for long enough and it, you know, it's all about repetition and practicing it. Even though that sometimes, because like I said before, it's not verbatim what Peter would say. If I've wrote something then and I'm doing it as Peter Kay, then I'll have to sort of like, I'm walking around the kitchen and practicing it in his voice to make sure I've got the voice right, because it's what I've wrote. But yeah, I think it obviously, you know, every single weekend for, you know, and over an hour, you know, doing the show, doing his voice and making sure, and I know when it slipped, and one of the worst times was I actually did a gig in Bolton and I thought, these are going to know straight away. I am definitely 100% not from Bolton. And I got to the end of the show before I walked out, and it was stifling hot in this place. And I walked out and I said, Jesus Christ, it's warm in there. And this fella stood outside having a fag and he went, you're not from Bolton.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's good.
So where can people find out more about you? I know you're all on social media, right? But what is it? Simon Peter? No, it's not Simon Peter. What am I talking about? I'll start that again. It's Simon Owen, Peter Kay Tribute. Is that correct?
Simon Mark Peter Kay.
Simon Mark Peter Kay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I just used your real name then, have I?
Yeah, but it's fine because a lot of people I've got.
Sorry about that. I've ruined the illusion.
I've got a lot more people that follow me on my private page than I do on the Simon Mark page, if you like, which is the Peter Kay page. But yeah, it's fine. I'm not trying to keep two secrets or anything like that. Originally, that's what it was designed for, is I wanted to come away, and that was what I was doing with Simon Mark, the Peter Kay tribute, and this would be my own personal one, but it doesn't work like that.
Right,
Simon. Personal one, so.
So you got website and all that kind of, or is it just social media that you're all across?
It's just social media, and I feel that the Linktree is a lot better because ultimately, when you break down your website, what do you go on there for? You want to know where you are and how we get tickets. I think, I suppose, for everything else, it speaks for itself in the show. So we just created the Linktree. I keep saying we're. This was all my wife, by the way. She created the Linktree, and she keeps updating it with, like I say, tickets and where we're going to be. And literally, you just click on the link, and it'll take you straight to there, whether it is tickets or it's information, whether it's pay on the door or what. So,
Fantastic.
yeah.
Simon, enjoy the rest of your gigs, but you've got very busy 2023 in front of you. And
Thank you.
just keep going, man. Just, yeah, it's great.
Thanks for having us again.